Welcome to the Coach's Corner. Coach Clarence is an entrepreneur, financial expert, and passionate about helping people build and market their business. He has a creative flair for thinking outside the box and is always looking for the positive side of life. Now, here's Coach Clarence.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Coach's Corner. I'm your host, Coach Clarence. This is another edition of Fit Over 40 with Coach Clarence. In Coach's Corner, I have a coach, generally somebody I'm interviewing who is an expert in their field. And so today you got just me. So we're going to rock it. But before we do, I need you guys to smash up that like button. YouTube, that helps. It lets YouTube know that you guys like the content and we'll keep it coming. Also, if it's your first time to the channel and you want to see what I'm up to, hit that subscribe button and you'll get a notification bell every time I am online doing something, rocking it. So today I want to talk about, let me make sure my phone is off and it's not going to be bugging us while we're in this session today. So, so let's see. Okay. Yep. That's off. We got that off. Got that off. Anyway. Okay. Sorry about that. You got to make sure your stuff is right. So in today's podcast, what I really want to talk about is not being a victim. I don't want you to be a victim. Okay. We're victims. It is self-inflicted. We are doing things to ourselves that we could do better. And it's our own actions a lot of times that is holding us back. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time. I'm just going to hit you with a couple gems, things you could take away, you could use right now. Okay. And I'm coming from a fitness perspective, but fitness applies to all things in life, which is why I do Fit Over 40. People say, oh, you should niche it down. It is a niche. It's mindset, fitness, and finances. They all go together. Okay. So let's talk about some simple things you can do as we get ready for the new year. People are all geared up. Oh, 2024 is going to be my year, but tomorrow should be your new year. You know, the next day should be your new year. Every day you're supposed to get better. Learn something from what happened earlier that day and figure out what you could do better. Okay. So some things we can start with is I want to start with know your numbers. When you're past the age of 40, you should be seeing a physician twice a year at minimum. And what are you doing with the physician? You are simply checking your numbers. Okay. So I'm going to tell you how those numbers translate to every aspect of your life. In health and fitness, knowing your numbers is knowing where your blood pressure is, knowing what your triglycerides are, knowing how fat you are, knowing how much muscle you have, knowing if your numbers are in line. Are we waiting on a silent killer to hit you because you didn't pay attention to your numbers? Or are we in line where they're supposed to be? I do it twice a year, sometimes more than that. I average about three times. I want to know what's going on because you can look at yourself and go, I look great. I got a six pack or I got big arms. I got nice legs or whatever. I got a nice bum. But what does it look like on the inside? That's what knowing your numbers are. Okay. Twice a year at a bare minimum, know where your numbers are, know what you need to work on. That gives you some goals. Just right there. And you can go do that right now. Most insurances cover that. Go get your blood drawn. They'll have your information back in less than a week. They'll tell you where you are. Okay. They'll do your height, weight, blood pressure. Check everything. Just make sure you know who you are. You can find out what hormones you're deficient in, what things you're deficient in, so you know what to get instead of shotgunning everything every time you feel like you want to make a change in your life. What does know your numbers mean in a financial sense? Okay. What does that mean? What is your credit score? How much money do you have in the bank? How much debt do you have? Those are your numbers. When you go to buy a house, you go to refinance your house, we're going to ask about your numbers. How much equity do you have? That's knowing your numbers financially. What do you have saved? How many days or months can you miss without having something bad happen? Most of us live paycheck to paycheck. And if something goes bad, a job gets pulled from under, a commission doesn't come through, you can be screwed. Okay. We've all been through it. Okay. So knowing your numbers means knowing how many months you can survive without a paycheck. That's what I want you to focus on. How long can I go without a paycheck? That's knowing your numbers in that department. Now, what is the knowing your numbers in your mindset come in? How many hours of sleep are you getting? Okay. How quickly does it take for you to, if you're upset, to calm back down? You know, how many hours a day are you spending on the internet? How many hours a day are you actually reading a book, putting something positive in your, how many hours a day are you watching the news, just getting flooded with a bunch of crap and politics? We're coming into a political season in 2024. It's going to be nuts. It's going to be tons of people. I mean, the shit show is coming. Get ready. I mean, you got to avoid the negativity. I don't do a whole lot on politics, but I'll tell you, most politicians are working for big banks, big interests. When I say big banks, I'm not talking about banks that you go into. I'm talking about people with big bank, meaning big, deep financials, pockets. They got a lot of money and they control our politicians. They'll give you a few breadcrumb issues, a few things to get you hyped up or upset at a particular group while they're screwing you in the background. So we want to avoid that. Knowing your numbers, okay? Number two, planning. Just basic planning. What is your day going to look like? Get up with intention. When you get up in the morning, do you get up and go, what am I going to do today? Or do you actually have a to-do list? At night, write down five important things that you need to get done no matter what. Make them non-negotiable. Okay. Also, something you could do is time block. Turn off your social media for a couple hours a day so you're not being distracted. Put your phone on do not disturb. There are a lot of these things you can do. Your phone could be a powerful tool. It could also remind you to do things. So there's a thing on your phone called a scheduler. You can set literally alarms and it will remind you when you're supposed to be doing something. Very simple stuff there. Use that to your advantage. Plan your day out. If you know you work, I'm just using as an example, 9 to 5. What do you do before work? What do you do after? Are you meal planning? Are you planning your meals? Are you just going to work at the whim of whatever your hunger dictates to you? You don't have to live like that. You don't have to live in a state of reaction. Be proactive about your life. This helps you not be a victim. A victim is someone that something happens to them. Sometimes it's because you're not prepared. You don't have spatial awareness. You don't know what's going on around you. A lot of people live their own life and don't know what's going on around them in their own homes. Excuse me. So being prepared, being aware of things going around. These are some things going forth so you're not a victim to other things that are outside your control. What you can control is what you do. Get up every day with intentions. Get up and say something positive to yourself. No negative talk. Always keep it positive. You know your numbers. Know your numbers. Not being a victim. This is the simple message today. Okay. I hear people all the time. I need to make these changes. Change is constant. Change is something that change you could do instantly. Okay. If you want to change something, just change it. Okay. I'm not going to drink. Okay. Now that's an addiction. It could take you longer. So what do? You don't drink as much. And over time, your desire to drink goes down and down. And, or if you're like me, when I said I wasn't going to drink anymore, I just stopped. And of course it comes up because if you've been doing something, it's just part of your routine. Like, you know, I would get off work. I want to have a cocktail. If I'm with my boys, smoke a cigar, I want to have some whiskey. Those are habits. That's not really like something you have to do. You just say, look, I'm taking a break from the poison for a while. And it is poison. Let's just call it what it is. So this is short and sweet again, guys. I just want to come on here, pop in, days it out on guests. I want to come in, drop a few gems, dip out. And then when I have guests come in who are going to really break things down, that's what we're going to do. So we got a couple more podcasts before this year is out. And we are going to keep bringing guests in 2024. We're going to keep bringing you things you need to be successful in your 40s and beyond. Again, guys, hit that like button, hit the subscribe, make sure you tune in. I'm here to help you live a better life through my own mistakes, through my own learning, and through my own coaching that I receive. I'm a big fan of coaching. You guys know that. I'm always telling you, I'm not the gossip show. I'm not going to be telling you what celebrity did what. I'm not doing sports. I mean, sometimes I'll joke with my guests if I know what team they like, but there's people who are really good at that. I'm really good at helping people be healthy, wealthy, and wise. All right, guys, this is your boy, Coach Clarence. This is another episode of Coach's Corner, and we'll see you next time. Peace.
Thank you for tuning in to another enlightening episode of Fit Over 40 with Coach Clarence. We appreciate each and every one of you for joining us on this journey. If you enjoyed today's discussion, don't forget to share it with your friends, family, and colleagues who might benefit from the wisdom shared here. If you haven't already, please hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. We're committed to bringing you the best content, and your support means the world to us. And hey, we'd love to hear from you. Your feedback is invaluable to us. Drop your thoughts, suggestions, or topics you'd like us to explore in the comments. Your input helps us continually improve. Lastly, if you found our podcast insightful and helpful, please consider leaving us a glowing 5-star review on your favorite podcast platform. Your reviews inspire us to keep delivering exceptional content. So, once again, thank you for being a part of our incredible community. Tune in next time for another dose of inspiration, and until then, stay curious, stay inspired, and keep evolving. Remember, results are typical.